Here we go. All right, boys and girls, sit down, please, and listen carefully. This is the final countdown before your first work experience far away from home. Nikos, please, stop bothering the others. Go back to your seat and be quiet. So, first of all, let me tell you that I'm going to follow each of you wherever you are in the United States. Don't worry, if you need me, call me or send me an email. Joe, for example, is going to Boston, Massachusetts. He's going to help the accountant at a big car dealer's. That's 707 miles, or 1,138 kilometers from here. I can drive there and stop on the way to visit other students. Nikos is not going to California. He's going to Austin, Texas. That's far away from here, 1,384 miles. That's 2,227 kilometers, and it's further than Boston. If I can't go by car, I'll fly, of course. That'll be easier for long distances. Nikos is going to work as a mechanic near the famous Formula One circuit of the Americas. Lindsay is very happy because she's going to work in one of the most luxurious hotels in Las Vegas, Nevada. She's leaving next week. What about you, Inez? Sorry, but I'm still waiting for an answer to the many letters I sent to hotels and restaurants all over the USA. I know you want to work as a maître d'hôtel, not a waitress. That's a little bit more difficult to find, but don't worry. Alicia and Alvaro are going to stay in Detroit. They're going to work at the Tourist Information Office. They both speak Spanish and English perfectly, and we have a lot of Spanish-speaking tourists in our town. Brandon is going to New York. He's going to help a television technician at CBS TV. This channel is based in Manhattan, in the center of New York. He's a lucky guy.